Kirtley Hampton. He was traded to Adelaide last year through the trade period from the GWS Giants. He's kept a pretty low profile, I must say, Stephen.
He's knuckling down.
He is knuckling down to his training, but fortunately we've got him this afternoon and we can't wait to have a chat with him. Kirtley, welcome to Adelaide and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, guys.
How have you found the transition to the Adelaide Football Club?
Yeah, no, it's been pretty smooth sailing so far. I moved here and I was pretty much into training straight away, so haven't really had time to, you know, think about all the other stuff, like the move from Sydney to Adelaide. So it's been pretty smooth and all the boys have made me feel really welcome. And, you know, I've been here for 3 months now. It feels like I've been here for a year, so I'm feeling pretty comfortable, which is good.
Well, you're a boarder at Emmanuel College, so Adelaide's not unknown to you, Kirtley.
Yeah, pretty familiar place. My dad and his brothers and sisters went to Emmanuel back in the 80s, and then I went there for year 11 and 12, and then obviously went to Sydney from here. But it's good to be back, and now I've got a younger brother there at the moment as well, so it's all good.
How good's that? How'd you go in year 12? You knuckled down?
Oh, I gave it my best. Can't say I was the smartest student, but I gave it my best, and I passed, which is
good lad. Good.
Just going back to that, how much of an influence was that in coming to Adelaide? The fact that you had a little bit of history here, and tell us about the decision, because I'm sure there would have been a few other suitors who were keen for your services.
Yeah, well, my main priority was to, obviously, it's to play AFL footy. So I was lucky enough to play 51 games in 4 seasons at the Giants, but I really wanted to move back to Adelaide to be closer to my family because I've been living away from home since I was about 14. So the older I sort of got, so I'm almost 23, I just felt that it was time to move back closer to Alice Springs and see my family a bit more often because I wasn't really seeing them that much in Sydney, and I had to miss out on a lot of family, you know, issues like funerals and that sort of stuff, and it was getting a bit hard. So I thought it would be a good idea to move back to Adelaide. Got family ties here, and it's close to Alice, so it's been a good move so far. Everything's been flowing pretty smoothly, which is good.
Who wooed who first, Kirtley? The Crows, did they get hold of you, or your manager said, hey, I've got a young lad that wants to come home? How did it all pan out?
Oh, no, a bit of both. My manager, Liam Pickering, has always, you know, sort of spoken about the last couple of years of, you know, how I'm tracking at the Giants, and he knew that I had a lot of things going on back home. So he always sort of threw it out there about maybe coming back to Adelaide or to a Melbourne club. But, you know, if I had to choose between Melbourne and Adelaide, I wasn't really a hard choice to come back to Adelaide if I had the opportunity. So I'm just thankful that the Crows offered me, you know, a contract and then gave me a chance to come here and hopefully show my stuff and get the best out of myself with my footy. So I'm just thankful for the Crows for offering me, really.
Well, you're an exciting talent. Hopefully you fulfil that at the Crows. How nervous were you through that trade period?
Oh, I wasn't too nervous, to be honest. I guess I can say it now. Like, I had a pretty good idea that I was going to come to the Crows probably just after halfway through the season. Me and my manager done a fair bit of work, or my manager done a fair bit of work for me talking to the Crows. So I was pretty confident that I was going to get here because the Crows sounded pretty keen. So I was just sort of waiting. Hopefully I could get it done early in the trade period so I didn't have to wait around and be nervous. So it went all pretty smoothly and haven't looked back since.
What's your best position?
Still not too sure, because when I was younger, I was sort of a forward flanker, midfielder, and even in my first year in the AFL, I was playing forward, and then Kevin Sheedy chucked me in the back line halfway through my first AFL season and just said, I think your skills are a bit too good to be in the forward line. I think you can run and carry a bit more and give us a bit more, so I haven't really played anywhere else besides back flank since then. So I do enjoy it, and I've had a couple of good seasons there, but I still reckon if I get it up the ground a bit more into the midfield somewhere, I could show what I can really do there. So
with your training, are you working with the midfield group or the defensive group?
Well, I've just started training since after Christmas, so So I'm 3 weeks into training. I was in rehab before Christmas for a few weeks, so I've been back into training. But at the moment, I've just been working with a backline group, but I have sat in a few midfield meetings, so not sure yet. I'll just pretty much play wherever Pikey feels he needs me. Not really too picky on a position as long as I'm going to get a game or do what's best for the team. That's all that matters.
Talk to us about your body. You missed a little bit of footy with injury last year at the Giants, and you just mentioned then about the a bit prior to Christmas. How's it hanging up, and what have been the main issues?
No, body's been good. I didn't miss a game last season through injury. It was just I played more reserves games than AFL games, but body was fine. Just got a bit sore towards the end of the season, like a lot of people do, just a bit of groin soreness. So I got to the Crows, and obviously they were pretty conservative with me up until before Christmas. So I didn't really do too much training. I just did a fair bit of running on the side and a lot of weights and leg weights to get my body and groins good. So I'm feeling really good now. And in my third week of full training, so the body's starting to get back in good shape and get my touch back and that sort of thing. So that's good.
Crows excitement machine, Kirtley Hampton, our guest. Hey, how hard is it learning a new game plan?
Yeah, it is. It is pretty tricky, but Pikey's been really good. He didn't want to really change too much. That was the first thing he said, is he didn't want to change too much at the Crows because they've had a fair few coaches over the last few years. So he's made it really easy for everyone to adapt to the new game plan, and it's a really good one as well. It's pretty much just focusing on basic skills and a lot of team defence. It's been getting drummed into us every day, so it's come along really well.
You mentioned you're working with the defensive group. James Podsiadly making his coaching debut this year. Have you enjoyed working with him?
Yeah, no, he's been really good. Not too sure how he would have been as a player in defence. He's spent all his career in the forward line, so. But no, he's been really good. He brings good energy to the backline group and the meetings. He's always changing things up with drills and all that sort of stuff. So all the boys get along really well with him. Obviously, he's fresh out of the game, so he's still in good nick as well. He doesn't mind getting in the gym with us and doing a few beaches and that sort of stuff. So no, he's been really good.
When we spoke to Eddie in his first year, we said, oh, what are the differences between Carlton and the Crows? And he said, boy, oh boy, they train hard. They're a lot fitter than me. And his tongue was hanging out. What about you? Compare GWS and their fitness and the group and the training, or even their methods, to what you've seen at the Crows.
No, well, like Betsy said, like I've always heard about how hard the Crows train. Ever since I've got into the AFL, they've always been a team that comes up in conversation when people talk about hard trainers. So I sort of had a feeling that it was going to be really tough, and it was. Like my first few weeks here was a bit of an eye-opener. All the boys just work as hard as they can and get the best out of themselves. And now that I've actually been on the track, the training track for the last few weeks, the trainers are just, they've got some pretty outstanding trainers, especially the older guys, VB, Tomo, them sort of blokes have just been training the house down, and Tex Walker. So they've got really good leaders here. Obviously, the Giants, young club, so there wasn't that real strong leader that everyone, gets behind and that leads training, but here's a few. So you get out to training and you just follow the lead from the leaders, and they just set the standard at training, and it's pretty good to be out there.
Tell us about yourself. You're a golfer, a fisherman, you're a shopper, you're a, I don't know, what are those games they play on Telebix?
Yeah, PlayStation.
PlayStation boy, what are you doing in your downtime, Kirtley Hampton? Tell us about yourself that we don't know of.
Yeah, never really been one like to get into games and PS4 much. I'm more of an outdoor person, so I don't mind. Well, I never really went to the beach much until I moved here. So I'm down at Glenelg, so I've been trying to get down to the beach.
Hey, Kirtley.
With the sharks fighting.
Yeah, only up to your knees, buddy.
Yeah, growing up in Alice, we only had water holes and I've never been much of a sea person, but I'm getting there. But no, it's just me and my girlfriend, Emma, and we've got a bulldog in Sydney. just to liven it up around the house a little bit. So,
hang on, say that again. What did you get? A bull what?
Bulldog.
Oh, a bulldog.
Yeah, Aussie bulldog.
Oh, like a roof one. What sort of one? One of those little short squinty ones like the Western Bulldogs, or one of those tall looking ones, those boxers?
Yeah, sort of looks more like a boxer than the little chubby one.
Yeah, I like them. So, gee, they slobber a lot, Kirtley. They're big slobber.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name?
Chock.
Chock.
Choco Williams.
Chock Mundine.
Oh, Chock Mundine,
After Chock Mundine.
Oh, beautiful. Boxing,
so, named him after Chock Mundine. So, that's pretty much it. I've got my little brothers here for school, so I go visit him a fair bit, and he stays with me on the weekend. Just try to help him out as much as I can as well. So, really nothing too exciting.
Hmm. Is he a talent? Is he your young brother?
Yeah. He plays for the under-18s Northern Territory side, and he's doing league preseason at Westies.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's been going really well. He just left not long ago to go to training, so he's loving it, and it's a bit of a shock to his system because he's only 17, but he's gone really well.
And
obviously, school's going to be his main thing this year, finishing year 12, and whatever happens at the end of the year will happen. So.
Fantastic.
Well, Kirtley, lovely having a chat with you this evening, and I'm sure we'll do it a few more times throughout the year. We wish you all the best. I think most Crows supporters are pretty excited that you've joined the team. Your pace and the way you use the ball is something they've probably lacked a little bit over the last couple of years. So we'll love following you with interest.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Anytime.
Good lad, Kirtley Hampton there. I hope I'm not talking out of school. I bumped into Chad Corns. Mm. And as you know, he was a defensive coach out at GWS for some time. And actually played with Kirtley, then was a coach with Kirtley. He said one of the most talented players on our list.
Mm.
Well, were you there with me when he said that?
I don't think I was, but that's someone who's
huge rap.
Pretty close.
So now he's got to put that talent on the park with hard work, which we know he will do. And we'll see that in a fruition. That is a great pickup for the Crows. And what a great lad.
Yes, indeed. Our very special guest, Kirtley Hampton.